Turn with me to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. Appreciate you being here, like I've said already. Looked last week about can we trust? We're living in a day, by the way, every day is this way, where we've just got to trust the Lord. You know, so many times we just say that phrase, we'll just trust the Lord. I've said it probably hundreds of times in my life, but that's more than just a little Christian cliche. It is a truth, it is a fact, and it's something we need to do. And by the way, it's something we can do. And I asked last week, can we trust? Are we crazy? Have we lost our minds? God is asking us to believe in Him, someone we've never seen, someone we've never heard audibly. He's asking us to trust Him and what He does. And I want to say again, we can trust. But I want to ask you, can you trust? I mentioned last week the Scriptures. And I say we can, but I want to look this morning and can we trust the Savior? Notice what it says in Daniel chapter 3, beginning reading in verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. For if it be so, listen to what they say to this king. Our God to whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. These three young men were captive by Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon. They were Jewish. They were believers. They trusted God. But they were taken to a land, a strange land, and had been held in captivity. And now their faith is being tested. Nebuchadnezzar has set up an image, and he says, when the music plays, everyone bow down and worship this image. Well, these three young men knew they could not do that. It would be a form of idolatry, and they could not. If it cost them their lives, they had to refuse. So they're facing the king, the one that literally, humanly speaking, has their life in his hands. And they just say this, we know God is able. He's able to deliver us out of the fiery furnace where we'll not even have to go in. Or He's able to deliver us out of your hands. Either way, they're saying live or die, we're going to trust the Lord. And I'm glad that their faith was rewarded. In verse 24, Nebuchadnezzar's looking into the fiery furnace, and he's examining. In fact, he spent the night in restlessness, and the three Hebrew young men were in the fiery furnace just sort of enjoying the fellowship with the Lord. But in verse 24, it says, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astoned and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. They had to go into the furnace, but they did not go alone. There was someone there that could keep them from getting burnt up. There was someone that could, in the midst of the fire, keep that fire from hurting them. I like what it says in verse 28 also. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent His angel and delivered His servants that trusted in Him. That trusted in Him. I'm glad that it works. And have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. God honored their faith and He took care of them in the midst of the fire. We're going through a fire of sort in this day. We're facing things, as I've said several times in the last few weeks, we've never faced before. And I want to ask us, whether it's a pandemic or not, can we trust the Savior? I say this morning, we can. Can I remind you what trust means? Can I remind you what faith means? It means to believe. It means to trust. It means to depend on. But further than that, it means to commit to. Remember the illustration I gave last week about the climbers up on Pilot Mountain? They had that anchor into that rock, and they trusted the rock, and they trusted the anchor, and they trusted their ropes. As they descended and ascended up those rocks, they were trusting, they were depending on, they were committed to that rope, that anchor, that rock. And I want to say that's the kind of life we need to live. That's the kind of life that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego were living in this story we've just read. They were trusting the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. I want to say this morning, we can trust the Savior. Psalm 9:10 said, then they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. I want to say this morning, the Lord has not forsaken us. He has never forsaken me. Have I seen trials? Sure I have. Have you seen trials? Sure you have. Have we gone through trouble? Sure we have. Have we had our fiery furnace experiences? Certainly we have. But I want to say there's been a fourth man in the fire every time we've gone through the furnace. And He's a God we can trust no matter what we're going through. He is a Savior we can depend on. I say again, some say it's foolish to trust God. I say it's foolish not to. We will trust someone or something. Why not trust the Lord? I know I can't trust myself. I know I can't trust people, and neither can you. But we can trust God, and I'm thankful for that. I say this morning, we can trust Him because His Word is believable. These men knew they could trust God because He had said to them, you can trust me? And all through this Bible, we see time after time after time, God saying, I am trustworthy. I am dependable. I will not forsake you. I will not forget you. I will not let you down. You may go through the furnace, but I'll be there with you. We can trust Him because His Word is believable. In verse 17, they said, our God whom we serve is able. Well, how did they know that? Because God had told them, I'm able. And because He had proven before He was able. They trusted Him because they believed His Word. In Numbers 23:19, the Bible says, God is not a man that He should lie. And I want to tell you, what we find in this book, what we find in this Bible is the truth. God has not lied to us. He didn't lie to these three young men, and He hasn't lied to us. We can trust the Savior because He is believable. His Word is believable. Whether we understand what we're going through or not, His Word is still true, and we can trust Him. Psalm 62 verse 8 says, trust Him at all times. Not the easy times, not the good times, not the bright days, but all times, no matter what we're facing. Trust Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. Tell Him about it. Tell Him how you feel. Pour your heart out to the one who understands and the one that can help you. Psalm 22 verse 4 says, our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted and thou didst deliver them. He said, mom and daddy trusted you. Grandma and grandma trusted you. And you took care of them. And if you took care of them, you're going to take care of us. I'm glad this morning we have that kind of God that we can trust. Daniel 6:23 says, "So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of a hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God." In this same story, in this same book, the story about Daniel is told, and how he would not stop praying. He refused to stop his prayer habits just because the king told him to not do it. He didn't do it. He didn't listen to the king. He kept praying. And because of that, he went to the den of lions. God did not spare him from going to that den of lions, but he protected him while he was there. And did you hear what the verse said? "So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God." He was trusting God, just like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I'm saying this morning we have a God who is trustworthy because his word is dependable. His word is believable. Remember what Paul said in the storm? Severe storm, dangerous storm, life-threatening storm. He said, "I believe God. I believe God. I can trust him in the midst of the storm." We can trust the Savior because his word is believable. We can trust the Savior because his way is better. Notice what these three Hebrew men said in verse 17. "If it be so," they said, "if God sees fit for us to be put into the fiery furnace or not, it's still going to be okay. His way is better." I want to say this morning, God's way is better than mine. We try and fix things. We try and work things out. We want things our way instead of God's way so many times. And I want to tell you what, when we get our way, most of the time we mess things up. But I want to say, God's way is better than man's way. Even today, yes, even today, we're meeting in the parking lot instead of in church. We've been doing it for weeks. What does that mean? I don't know what it means, but I know this. God's way is better than mine. God's way is better than yours. God's way is better. And that's why I can trust him. His way is better. God's will was for them to go through the fiery furnace. God's will was for them to go through that trouble. And I want to tell you, the way of God is not understandable. I cannot explain it. I cannot understand it. I cannot describe it. But I know this, it's better. His way is better. That's why I can trust him. You see, he's God, and he does right. And he always does right. He never does wrong. He never messes up. He never has to say, "Oops, I messed that one up." God is right all the time, and his way is better. I say this morning, we can trust the Savior. We can trust him because his word is believable. What he said is true. We can trust him because his way is better. What he's doing is better than what I could do. But I want to say, thirdly, we can trust the Savior because his will is best. Verse 17 again says, we don't know what he's going to do, but we do know this. He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Whatever he decides, his will is the best thing for us. They said, and I say, the will of God is best. His word is believable and his way is better, but his will is best. It says in Genesis 50:20, remember what our brother Joseph said? You meant it unto evil. Boy, brothers, you sure did do me wrong. Sold me into slavery, and I have suffered for years because of it. And he could have easily just laid down on them. He could have put them to death. He could have put them in prison. But instead, Joseph said to his brothers who had wronged him terribly, "Ye thought it evil against me, but God meant it unto good." He's saying his will is best. What he wants is right. Jeremiah 29:11 says, this is what God said. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." You know what God says? Listen, he says, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing in your life. I know what I'm doing in that world you live in. That problem you're facing, God knows about it, and he allowed it for a reason. What we're going through now, God knows about it, and he allowed it for a reason. And God says, I know what I'm doing, and I have a plan in your life, and I want to tell you, my plan is a good plan. I'm trying to work something good in your life, even what you're going through. And that's why we can trust him. His will is best. Now, we have in our mind what we want, what we think would be best, but God says, my will is best. The problem with us and the problem with our plan is we don't know what we're talking about. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know what is best. We don't see what God sees. We don't know what God knows. Therefore, we can say, if we will, his will is best. And it's always best. I went to Lowe's the other day. I was looking for some stripping to go around my door. And I looked at one of them and it said, good. And I thought, well, good's good. But then I kept looking and I found one that said better. And I said, well, better is better than good. I got a sister to know that. And I kept looking, I found one that said best. And I thought, well, best is better than better, and better is better than good. I think I want the best. And I want to say this morning, God's will is best. And your will is best. And you can't get better than best. God's will is best. That's why you can trust him, because he knows what he's doing and he's in charge of it all. Daniel 3:18 said again, but be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They said, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know this. Our God knows, and we're going to trust him. So we can trust him. Listen, you can trust your Lord. You can trust the Savior with your salvation. God's salvation is secure. God's salvation is settled. God's salvation is satisfying. You know what he said about the work that Jesus did on the cross? He said, I'm pleased with it. It satisfies me. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree. And then Isaiah 53:11 says, he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. You know what the Father said about the work of the Son on Calvary? Satisfies me. Satisfies my holiness. Satisfies my judgment. Satisfies my condemnation on sin. The sin payment that Jesus paid on the cross satisfied the Father forever about our sin. And that salvation that God provided satisfies. It is good enough to trust. You can trust the Lord with your salvation. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. He said there's one way to be forgiven, that's through his blood. And if you're forgiven through his blood, you are secure forever. He is satisfied. I'm talking about we can trust God. We can trust the Savior with our salvation. If you've called on him, if he's dealt with your heart, and you've heard his voice, and you responded to that, if you did what he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, he said, I'll forgive you. He said, your sin will be gone. We can trust that. We can rely on that. If you trust in your good works, you can't trust them. If you trust in your good deeds, you're going to be disappointed. But if you trust in the finished work of Calvary, it's trustworthy, it's dependable. You can rely, you can commit like that rope those climbers are hanging on to. They trust that rope with everything in them. And that's what we can do with our salvation. He's trustworthy. Jesus said, "He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Jesus said, if you'll trust what I did and call on me, I'll give you what you need to last forever. We have already eternal life. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm telling you, you go to God, you can trust. You can trust him with your salvation. Talks about in Ephesians about how we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So he doesn't just save us. He doesn't just forgive us, but he keeps us. He seals us. I'm telling you, it's a salvation we can trust because it comes from him, and he's trustworthy. He's dependable. We can trust him with our salvation. I believe we can trust him with our sorrow. Sometimes we face things that hurt. Sometimes we face things that bring tears. Sometimes our hearts are broken. Sometimes we hurt. We weep ourselves to sleep and we wake up weeping again. But I want to tell you, even in your times of sorrow, you've got a God you can trust. You can depend on him to help you through your sorrow. Does that mean it's going to disappear? Probably not. Does that mean it's going to instantly go away? Probably not. But it does mean God will help you through another day. You can trust him with that hurts you most. You can depend on him with that thing that hurts you more than anything else on earth. He's a God that can be trusted with our sorrow. We can trust him to know he has done right. He has not blundered. He can be trusted. You can trust him with your salvation. You can trust him with your sorrow. You see, again, we don't see the completed picture. I believe with all my heart, when we get to heaven, we'll look back to this earth and we'll say, of course, I see it now. I understand. Boy, when I was going through it, it hurt me. When I was going through it, I wept, but I see it now. I see what God was doing. I understand he was doing right. He did help me. I believe we'll get there and we'll say, of course, God, you did right. I see it now. But we don't see it now. In the present day, we don't understand. We don't see the finished product, but God does. And if one day we'll say yes in heaven, why don't we say yes now? If one day we'll say in heaven, I understand it was right, God, why don't we say it by faith now? I'm saying you can trust the Lord with your sorrow. We can trust the Lord with our salvation. We can trust the Lord with our sorrow. I think we can trust the Lord with our stress. Talk about stressful time. By the way, we didn't need a pandemic to go through stress. We're living in a world full of stress. Boy, from daylight to dark, it's one thing right after the other, demanding our attention, demanding our help, demanding our need, demanding us, demanding. There's always stress. There's stress on every hand. But I want to say, you can trust him with your burdens and with your stress. The Lord said, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. He said, when you're going through stress, don't try and bear it alone. Don't call Dr. Phil. Don't look to Oprah. Surely don't call old Joel. Call on me, and you'll find out I am the one that's trustworthy. I'm the one that's dependable. Call upon me, and I will deliver you. And you know what he says? And then you'll glorify me. When you'll look back and say, oh, God, you helped me. And it was you, because I couldn't make it without you. I couldn't have stood it without you, but you helped me through. You helped me through the day. You helped me through the problem. You helped me through the situation. You can trust God to pay your bills when you're on part time or unemployed. You can trust God to raise those children by yourself. You can trust God to get you through that problem you're going through right now. I'm telling you, we've got a God we can trust. We've got a Lord that's dependable. You can hold on to Him and trust Him and commit it to Him. He is trustworthy. We can trust Him with our salvation. We can trust Him with our sorrow. We can trust Him with our stress. I believe we can trust Him also with our supply. To provide whatever we need, whatever it is, He will provide. He said, I will provide. He said, casting all your care upon me. Oh my, I'm glad He cares for us. I'm glad He's dependable. I'm glad we can trust Him no matter what. Jesus said, take no thought of tomorrow. Don't even let it. Now, does that mean we're not supposed to plan ahead and make money as we can and be careful with what we have? Of course we're supposed to do those things. But He says, I will take care of your tomorrow. If you'll walk with me today and trust me, I'll take care of your tomorrow. He says, look around at the birds. I'll take care of the birds. Look at the fields. There's wildflowers out there that beautify the landscape. I don't have to do that. I do that because I'm God and I do things right. And He said, if I'm going to take care of the birds and the fields, I'm going to take care of you. We can trust Him with our supply to provide what we need. He says, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You can be sure to trust Him with all your life. Lay your life into His hands, all of it. Put your all in His hands and trust Him. Remember, He's in control. What did the Hebrew children, young men say? Whether we live or die, that's up to God. Whether we go through the furnace and die, or whether God takes us to where we don't even have to go through it or whatever, all we know is we can trust God. And I want to tell you this morning, you've got a God you can trust. My question has been, can we trust? Can we trust the Savior? My answer, of course, is yes. It says in verse 17, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Our God is going to do right. We can trust Him. I'll tell you this morning, you can trust the Savior with whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever's ahead. I don't know what's going to happen. We're still full of questions. We don't know. But I know this, our God is trustworthy. I can depend on Him like those climbers did their rope to trust it completely. This morning I want to ask you, do you need the Lord? I hope your answer is yes, I need the Lord, because that's the right answer. I ask you another question, can you trust the Lord? I hope your answer is yes. It's easy to say that in the parking lot of a church, but when the trials are the worst, that's when we need to say, God, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you in my situation, whatever I'm facing. If you're not saved this morning, you need to trust the Lord as your personal Savior. And if He speaks to you and shows you your sin, your condition as a lost sinner, you need to call on Him right now. As I pray, I want you to do that. More importantly, the Lord wants you to do that. But for we who are saved, boy, we need to trust the Lord like never before. And I got news for us. We're going to have to trust Him more from here on out than we ever have before. But He's trustworthy. I pray you talk to the Lord. Ask Him for what help you need. Ask Him to show you things that you have not yet seen about how He can trust you. Or if need be, if you don't know at all why, or what to do, or which way to go, that He'll lead you, and you'll trust Him, and serve Him, and love Him. Let's pray. Father, thank you I'm glad I can trust you for whatever I need. I'm needy in so many areas, but I can trust you in them all. I'm glad you're dependable. I'm glad you're trustworthy. Help us to believe, to trust, to live, to commit, to walk with you, to be what we should be for your glory. If there's someone here this morning lost, I pray that you speak to them. May they call on you. I know you'll save them. If you're speaking to them and they call on you like you told them to, I believe you'll save them because you're trustworthy. And for your children, Lord, that need special help right now, be very real to them. Teach us how to trust you and help us to do it. And then thank you when you help us. In Jesus' name, amen.